Indigenous language has seen a significant boost on the Mid-Island, with 37% of Indigenous youths able to speak a few words compared to 10% a decade ago. In the Nanaimo-Ladysmith School District, the main Indigenous language is Island Hulkuminam, passed down through the Snuni Moak, Sna-Na as an Estesiumanus First Nations. I'm happy to see our younger people working hard to preserve and learn our language, said Snuni Moak Chief Mike Wise. It means a lot to know community members are attending our beginner and intermediate Hulkuminam classes at the Snuni Moak Learning Academy and then continuing with post-secondary language studies. Laura Tate, interim superintendent of Nanaimo-Ladysmith Public Schools, said the increase in Indigenous language speakers doesn't surprise her. We've been attempting to build our knowledge and delivery of Hulkuminam language for a number of years, she said. We've also been working really hard with our rights holders, our partner groups to support and increase our number of Hulkuminam language teachers. Through the district, 17 schools have elders in residence and Hulkuminam language teachers. Tate said the district's focus has been making programs available in schools that have a higher Indigenous population and populations closest to reserve, including Kwam Qwum Stuwixwul School, which receives a contingent of culture and language supports. One of those additional supports at Kwam Qwum is Hulkuminam Theater, which Wise said is encouraging. By deepening our understanding of the relationship between language, land, and culture, our complex Snuni Moak knowledge systems can be fully appreciated, Wise said. In applicable elementary schools, students in the district may receive language instruction a couple times a week, while at the secondary level, the Hulkuminam courses are scheduled as distinct classes. Any student is welcome to take the language classes, whether Indigenous or non-Indigenous, and receive a credit. Tate said Hulkuminam language teachers are a priority in hiring, and the district supports those who are studying to teach it, including creating positions to practice language teaching while the individual actively pursues credentials. As an incentive to work for the district, the language teachers make the same salary as those with a master's, recognizing their specialty. Long-term, Tate said the district would like to increase the amount of Hulkuminam being utilized by teachers without a specialization in the language. We would like to consider and look at the prospect of maybe an immersion approach, Tate said. We would also like to see and look at Hulkuminam as a second language being taught at the elementary level, which we haven't seen as much, rather than as an example, in place of French as a second language, which is of course a curriculum requirement in the BC curriculum. The language data come from a BC Adolescent Health Report released earlier this summer. The survey was conducted by the Macquarie Centre Society, with funding from the BC government, and was completed by approximately 38,500 youths between 12 to 19 in 59 of BC's 60 school districts. The Central Vancouver Island report looked at survey results from the Nanaimo-Ladysmith, Qualicum, Pacific Rim, and Cowichan Valley school districts.